Heading into the sixth inning here. Mountain Hill still trailing 4-0, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change for the Mountaineers. Looks like Faith Caldwell coming in.
Well, Addie pitched a good five innings right there, Branson.
She did, and it seems like every pitching or game she pitches, she gets a little bit stronger. And
yeah, she
Abigail Bruton, the batter now.
I mean, of the four runs they've got, you know, it wasn't nothing bad on any, you know, on her part. She did a good job, actually. Good pitch right there by Faith.
1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Makes it a 1-1 count.
You know, that's a good call right there. It's a non-conference game. Now let Faith throw a couple innings, get loose tonight. And then, of course, no doubt we'll see her tomorrow night against North Henderson.
1-1 pitch hit towards right field. That looks like it's going to be down for a single. So Bruton with a leadoff single here in the top of the sixth. And Haven Paul, the batter.
Little slow blooper right there. She'd struck out her first two times up the bat. But that she was behind on that pitch right there on Faith. Just went to right field with it. Little blooper.
Kennedy Frady to come in and run for Bruton. Haven Paul's first pitch fouled off. 0-1. One pitch on its way from Faith. Stays up, makes it 1-1.
Yeah, we're still in this ball game, Branson. We get out of this inning right here without any runs. We've got the top of the order coming up.
1-1 pitch hit into right center field.
Oh, that's a gap or two all the way to the fence out there.
And runners hold up at second and third. No outs. And Carly Presnell, the batter.
Number one, Carly Presnell.
Struck out her first time up and then flew out to shortstopper on that line driver last time up.
First pitch fouled off. 0-1 count. Preston stepping back in. No outs, runners at second and third. Good pitch right there. Got her. Good pitch. Hey, good job right there by Allison Setzer. Frady leaning off the third base, and she just flung it down there, and Addie Sampson put the tag on.
I tell you, that's a big out right there, Branson.
So runners.
That was a big out right there.
Runners now at second, one out. And three straight pitches right there from Faith to get the out. So Kelsey West, the batter now.
Number nine hitter in the lineup. Singled her first time up, then flew out to shortstop.
West steps in, first pitch. Just misses that inside corner.
I tell you, that's a big break this inning right here. You got a single, double leading off the first two hitters and then pick up two outs on them.
Popped up. That's going to be foul. Makes the count 1-1. We Quest stepping back in with a 1-1 count. Two outs. Pitch misses low. 2-1. West stepping back in now. 2-1 count. Faith Caldwell's pitch. Misses low. Makes it 3-1. Keen, this is where we see Faith get aggressive.
Yeah, we need this one right here because this is number 9 hitter. You got your leadoff hitter, top of the order coming up. So,
3-1 pitch. Pop foul. 3-2 count.
Need a strike right here from Faith.
Get her something close right here. Make her swing and miss. Caldwell getting her pitch. On its way. Oh, wow. Just miss. Runners at first and second now. Two outs and Anka back to the top of their order with Gracie Merrill.
Now batting, number 2, Gracie
Merrill. Yeah, she's walked, flew out to second, and popped up to the catcher. I mean, to the pitcher, back to Addie last inning.
West.
Faith needs to throw strikes right here. Two outs, so she needs one.
Merrill's first pitch missing up and away, 1-0. One O's 2-0 now. Carlo checking it. Run. Good pitch right there. 2-0 was a strike.
Little off speed right there. That was. She didn't throw that ball hard.
Two balls, one strike, two outs, runners at first and second, score 4-0 in favor of Anka. 2-1 pitch foul off, makes it 2-2.
Come back on her right here now.
Merrill stepping back in with a 2-2 count. Caldwell's pitch. In the dirt, good job by Allison Setzer blocking it. Keeps the runners back at first and second. Makes it a full count.
Needs this one right here. I mean, we don't need another base on balls. Load the bases up here. There you go.
Good job right there. That's one of those keys that was so close that you think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. She'd go after it, but... And break for us right there, so got out of that inning. First leadoff hitter with a single, second batter with a double, and then get out of it, no runs. So
good job by the Mountaineers.
This is the inning right here. We need to get something going right here, get something. We've got the leadoff hitter coming up, top of the order. Heart of the order here, so if it's now or never, if we're going to make something happen, it's got to be right now.
Yep. Tuscola Baseball and Softball is brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood Ace Hardware, Take 10 Aqua Massage, Better Homes and Garden Heritage Real Estate, Haywood EMC, and Mountain Credit Union. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016 to 2023 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball as well. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. And Kenny, I'll say to me, the right there in the top of the sixth, I think the play of that inning was that throw from Allison down the third to get that first out.
Exactly, hey, that took us out of a bad situation right there, you know. Because that runner's on second, third, and see, when she got that out, you just had a runner on second, so it took the pressure off right there.
So, Tuscola starting here in the bottom of the sixth with the top of the order. And, Kenny, these girls are due right here.
Yeah, right now, like we said, it's now or never. Top of the order, your heart of your lineup.
First pitch to Caldwell. At her feet.
Well, if I'd have been Faith, I'd have took one for the team right there.
I do too.
You know, off my shoe.
Runs are important right now.
It wasn't Bruton's fastball either, so I believe I'd have took one.
1-0 pitch. Fouled off. Makes it 1-1. Don't forget, we will be back on the air tomorrow night. Tentatively around 5 o'clock for Tuscola versus North Henderson softball, followed by Tuscola Pisgah baseball at 7. 1-1 pitch swung on miss, makes it 1-2. Kenny, as we were talking the other night, too, the baseball team, in order to stay in the chances to win the conference, they've got two losses. They need to stay, finish and win out until they get to West Henderson. Good shot by Faith into right field.
Yeah, you're right. We need to win out the rest of the way. You're right. Exactly right, because that last game against West Henderson, that could determine the conference right there.
Ava,
somebody will knock off Franklin again.
And it could happen, because they still got to play West.
Now batting number 0, Ava Kirkpatrick.
Ava's due.
Ava Kirkpatrick, the batter here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch.
Get out of here.
Fouled off. Top of the press box. Thankfully not the top of our heads. 0-1.
Good way to start this bottom of the sixth. That single by Faith Caldwell. Then you've got Ava Kirkpatrick, Addie Sampson up.
0-1 pitch. That one's going to be popped up. Riley Locklear making the catch.
I tell you, Ava can't catch a break. I'm telling you.
And Addie Sampson, the batter now. Addie struck out both times tonight.
Now batting. Number 4, Addie Sampson.
Bruton's first pitch. Called strike. 0-1. Bruton's 0-1 pitch, missing up and away. 1-1. Right here. 2-1. Runner on first with one out. Tuscola trailing 4-0.
I see us break this shutout right here, Branson.
Yeah, you're right. We've finally broke up the no-hitter. Now we need to break up the shutout. 2-1 pitch.
That's going to be off. That's going to down. That's in.
So, single by Addie Sampson right there. Moves Faith Caldwell up to second. Tuscola with one out. And dangerous part of our lineup right now, Kenny, with Katie Arrington and Taryn Estes up to bat.
Katie walked her first time up and then flew out to second base.
I'd
like to see her turn on one right here.
Katie Dew right here.
We know she's capable.
One swing of the bat, make it a one-run game. First pitch, low inside, 1-0.
Look what a gap between left field and center fielder, Branson.
Wow.
There's a half a mile right there. If she hit one straight at the scoreboard right there, it'd go to the fence.
We could score too easy.
Center fielder shaded toward right field in the big gap out there.
1-1 pitch. 2-1.
Katie, keep her head down on it right here. Make contact.
I think Coggins in center field, Kenny's thinking if she's pitching her outside like that, she's going to hit something over the right center. But you're right, she has a lot of real estate.
Oh.
Swung on, miss, makes it a 2-2 count now. Two pitch, hit foul. Count stays 2-2. Kenny, I thought the wind had kind of died down, but it doesn't look like it's wanting to come back.
They were gracious enough from the concession stand to bring me and you a bag of popcorn, and mine just about blew over. I caught it.
Two pitch, miss
outside. Yeah.
3-2.
Katie, we need you right here, baby. Either a walk or a base hit on the full count right here. Runners on first to second, one out.
And
I thought that was ball four. It was, okay. They didn't have it on the scoreboard, but that's what I had too. So, all right, bases loaded, one out. Turn SD's at bat.
Inca girls calling timeout, having a meeting on the mound. And like I said, Taryn Estes up to bat here.
Taryn reached on an error on the shortstop the first time of the bat in the second inning, and then flew out to second base back in the fourth. So she's put the bat on the ball twice today. And right now would be a great time for her to.
Now batting number 8, Taryn Estes.
Love to see her jerk one in that gap here in left center.
Yeah, they're keeping that open out there.
Ooh, that looked a little low, but.
First pitch, called strike. 0-1. Bruton's pitch. Ooh. Fouled off. 0-2 now. Taryn's 0-2 pitch. Hit down on the ground. Throw home.
Hell no.
Run will be safe.
Safe, yes, sir. She beat that home. Well, we broke the shutout.
Kelsey West. Kenny, instead of going for the for sure out at first, come home to try to save that shutout. So 4-1 now.
Still bases loaded, one out if we keep it going right here.
And Kenzie Cook, the batter. First pitch called strike.
Kenzie flew out to the catcher, popped out to the catcher first time up, and then struck out her second time at bat. Off of Bruton.
Pitch popped up, foul behind us. 0-2 count now on Kenzie. Bruton stepping up, 0-2 pitch on its way. 1-2. Two pitch, hit foul, count stays 1-2. Kenzie stepping back in with a 1-2 count. Popped up, infield fly called. So two outs. Allison Setzer, the batter. Two outs, bases loaded here. Mountaineers down 4-1, but getting that run to end that shutout.
Now batting, yeah, but we won't be added to their list of shutouts this year.
That's right.
Allison hit to a fielder's choice her first time up and struck out her last time at bat.
First pitch, strike. Rooting up, 0-1 pitch. That one low and away, makes it a 1-1 count. Misses, makes it 2-1.
Yeah, that was a little outside, no doubt.
Two-one.
We'll take
catching
it.
Catching Allison. There that's taking one for the team, Kenny, the hard way.
Hey, we'll but take it right there. Another run in, right.
But that also is an RBI for Allison.
Making this about a ball game here.
Addie Sampson coming in.
Number nine, Paige Orlikowski.
And Paige Orlikowski up to bat. Paige broke up the no-hitter.
Yep. Struck out her first time up, then singled that last time up to stop that no-hitter, like you said.
And
oh, good lick right
swinging
there.
Swinging on the first pitch.
Out in front of it a little bit, but...
Page with an 0-1 count. Still two outs, runners or bases are loaded. Score 4-2, still in favor of Inca. Quickly 0-2 on Page. Bruton stepping up with an 0-2 pitch. Oh, and Paige went for the third out. But good rally by the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the sixth, getting two runs on the board to break up the shutout. Still trailing 4-2. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Low rates and cash back? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Introducing Mountain Credit Union Rewards. Earning cash back is simple. Earn 1% cash back when you use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Just sign into our mobile app, receive e-statements, and use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard. Don't have a card? Apply today for a fixed interest rate, no annual fee, and generous credit limits. Go to mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Right now, our country feels divided. but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Top of the seventh inning, Mountaineers trailing 4-2. Kenny, need to get out of this top half.
Yeah, we
get
do.
Into the bottom and score a couple runs here.
We
score three would be nice.
Need a good inning right here, Faith, because coming into the bottom of the seventh, we've got our number nine hitter, and then we've got the top of the order up again like we had last inning. Due to the fact that we batted a bunch through that last time, we've got the top of the order back up. So, you know, we're still in this game right here. We just got to get out of here without any damage.
And usually this right here is when Faith's really strong after she's gone an inning. Up for Inca right now is Avery Coggins. First pitch hit into left center field past Carson Cherry all the way to the fence. Coggins is going to hold up at second. So a leadoff double.
That's the way you slap hit if you're left-handed. That one she did right.
Riley Locklear, the batter now.
Now batting number 10, Riley Locklear.
She's doubled, hit to a fielder's choice and single tonight, so she's had the hot bat for the Sugar Jets.
First pitch called strike. Locklear stepping in. 0-1 pitch. Stays out. 1-1. Caldwell's 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Taryn Estes makes the catch. Runner tags. Coggins on the way to third. So one out. And Kenny, she made that and fell down. And I don't think if she had fell, I don't think Coggins would have tagged.
No, she wouldn't have run if Taryn hadn't. I mean, she did good making that catch, you know, just lost her balance, fell backwards. Come right up, but yeah, you're right. Gave time for Coggins to tag up it.
Emma Payne up to bat now. Her first pitch on the inside. 0-1 count. Caldwell's pitch. Ooh, same spot. Quickly 0-2 on Emma Payne.
What Faith needs to do right there now. Payne is grounded out at third base her first time up, double her second time, and then grounded out to third base again.
Oh, ball got past Setzer. Quickly got back there. Coggins will stay at third. Good pitch right there trying to make Payne chase. Needing a strikeout right here. Two outs would be huge. 1-2 pitch.
Oh, yes.
Foul tip, strikeout.
That's what she needed right there. You hit the nail on the head. She got it now. You've got the runner at third, but you've got two outs now.
Peyton Wise, the batter now.
She singled her first time up, and it flew out last two times to left field.
Now batting number 13, Peyton Weiss.
First pitch fouled off. Oh, one count. 1-1 pitch. Stayed up right there. 1-2. Or excuse me, 1-1. Two outs, runners on third for Inca. Inca leading 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Makes the count now 2-1. Is that pitch missing up?
Faith, just bear down right here and just throw strikes. That's all she needs. Two outs.
Popped up. Looks like stay territory in the fair territory.
Oh, my
catch
goodness.
Made by Eddie Sampson. Wow.
I thought that was over the on the top of the dugout. Eddie turned the circle there. I thought she was turning back toward the infield and would let it, watching it go out of, you know, let it go out of play. And she stuck her glove out. What did she catch at? About a foot in front of the third base dugout.
Yeah, that's big right there.
After oh, that's real big.
Giving up a leadoff double right there and holding Inca right there. Kenny going down with only down by two runs here going in the bottom of the seventh.
We're still in this game right here. Now you've got, like we're saying, you've got the number nine hitter up, Kenzie Messer, and she's put the bat on the ball twice tonight. She grounded out to the catcher, ball out front there, and grounded out to second base, but got her, and then the top of the order coming up with Faith Caldwell, so this is going to be interesting.
Shop Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Sit back and leave the driving to Brookshire Charters and Tours, whether you are a small group or a large group. Brookshire Charters and Tours is here for all your traveling needs. Call Brookshire Charter and Tours at 648-2434 for more information. Need a break? Feeling stressed? Head on over to Take 10 Aqua Massage and let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry. Call Take 10 Aqua Massage at 734-6910 to schedule your appointment and leave your stress behind. So here we go, Kenny, bottom of the seventh. Leading the way right here for Tuscola will be Kenzie Messer, one of the freshmen that's up on varsity. First pitch fouled off.
Well, all I can say about Kenzie is she swings a good bat. It's like we were talking, you know, there for the game that over there at Pisgah the other night. She first varsity at bat, she cranked one out in left field, and she's put the bat on the ball twice tonight, so.
0-1 pitch. Oh, reached her bat out. Popped straight
luck.
Up. So one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Back to the top of the order, and Faith Caldwell leading it off. Or not leading it off, but she's lead off.
She's sorry. Lead off, yes.
Now batting number 11, Faith
Caldwell. Top of the order.
Singled her first or her last time up. First pitch inside for a strike.
Well, give credit where credit's due. Bruton's pitched a great ball game tonight for the Sugar Jets.
Bruton's 0-1 pitch. Good job by Faith laying off that. Makes it 1-1.
She's throwing as hard now as she was the first of the game. She's
one pitch popped up. Makes it 1-2. Bruton's 1-2 pitch. Hit down on the ground over two. Peyton Wise makes the throw over. She's two outs now here in the bottom of the seventh. And Ava Kirkpatrick, the batter.
Now batting number 0,
Ava Kirkpatrick.
Ava Kirkpatrick's first pitch. Oh, check swing. Fouled off down the first baseline. 0-1.
Paige been in Ava been in a little bit of a slump here the last, you know, couple of games. We've broadcast, like to see her break out here at the last of the season, get toward tournament time.
0-1 pitch, foul off. Quickly 0-2. And now all of a sudden, Tuscola down to one pitch. Let's try to stay alive. So Ava stepping back in on the 0-2 count. Bruton's 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Ava keeping it alive. Count stays 0-2. Two pitch. Oh, swung on and missed for the third out, and that'll be your ball game. Mountaineers fall today 4-2. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back at softball field, Lady Mountaineers losing tonight 4-2. As we have our player of the game coming up right here. And she's sitting down here.
Thank you.
And today's player of the game is presented by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage. For all your real estate needs, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage is ready to help. Just visit bhgheritage.com, and the Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage Player of the Game is Miss Paige Orlikowski. Congratulations, Paige.
Thank you.
Good job breaking up that no-hitter. We were sitting here, it was like somebody's got to get a base hit. And great shot. I mean, that was a solid shot to right or over the left center, over left field that you had tonight. So did you see, I mean, did you feel good on that hit? Or,
Yeah. Before, I wasn't really seeing the ball well, but once I finally just saw it, it was – and those low balls that come in, I've been working on those in practice, and those are usually mine.
Well, it's a good job by Einstein. I know tough loss, 4-2, but I know we're back at it again tomorrow. 5 o'clock against North Henderson right here, big conference game. Got to win those big games. I know one got away from you Tuesday night against Franklin, but listen, a lot more to play for, still a chance to win conference. I know we're rooting for you. I know was conference one of the goals that y'all had this year?
Oh yeah,
as a team.
That was pretty much the main goal this year was conference. So, and I mean we're doing really good.
Doing good, and I tell you, I'm sure the second goal was to beat Pisgah twice, right?
Oh, of course.
Hey, there you go. That's always one or two right there when in any of the sports at Tuscola.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they come in next Friday up here, and that'll be a big game. course, beating them down there, which was a big, huge game.
It was.
It was one of those nail biters that I had to stand the whole game because it was so big.
I know.
So, so that was big. So congratulations to y'all.
Thank you.
I know there's about, was there five seniors this year?
Yes, there was five.
Five seniors, and I tell you what, I've enjoyed watching y'all this year. It's watching is actually the last 4 years come through the teams and everything, and it's been a pleasure mm-hmm. to watch. And
well, thank you so much.
All right, that's Paige Orlikowski, our player of the game tonight. Congratulations, Paige.
Thank you.
Hey, get that win tomorrow night. All right.
We will.
All right, Kenny going to get her pitcher right fast. Tuscola losing tonight 4-2, but nonetheless a good game by the Mountaineers. Kept it close in sixth inning, broke it open, broke up the shutout. And as we said just a second ago, Paige doing a good job breaking up the no-hitter, because that's one thing you want to try to get. And once she got that hit, it seemed to sort of come down, and I think the girls ended up with four base hits tonight. So good job by them. Just needed to get this win. The good thing is it's a non-conference win for the ladies. As we said, we will step back into conference play tomorrow night. And as North Henderson comes to town, and that game's at 5, and we're going to do our best to be on at 5 tomorrow to do that. But we will definitely be on at 7 against Pisgah at baseball on the next field over. And Kenny, looks like it's going to be a big Friday for us.
Well, we'll be hopping, won't we?
I know. we'll be your little red wagon over here that you your beach wagon. It's going
to
be.
Charge it up. Hey.
It's got just about as many miles as the vehicles does, doesn't it?
Well, you know, other years I carried those chairs and those tables. I mean, you at away games. Why I never thought to use that, I don't know.
But, well, they say you get wise in your old age. So you wised up.
You reckon?
So, Tuscola, though, losing tonight 4-2. Tough loss, Kenny, a non-conference game. But the good thing is it's not a conference game.
Well, you got to take into consideration, you know, you're playing probably the best team in Western North Carolina, I think. And, you know, the program, it's tough year after year. So, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. 4-2 ball game, that's better than most teams have done against them this year. So,
you know, they moved 15-0. But the thing is, you know, like we were saying, they have 8 shutout games. That's huge.
Over half their games. Exactly. That's huge. You know, and us come in here and play them a 4-2 ball game, golly bum, we ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
No, that was a great game by the ladies. So, as we said, we'll be back on tomorrow night. And next week's schedule looks like Tuesday we'll be having baseball. We'll be over here against Smoky. And like I told Paige a minute ago, look forward to next Friday as Pisgah rolls into town over here, as we'll be covering the Tuscola-Pisgah softball game at 6:30. And so big week. We finish up the week big tomorrow, and next week's big both baseball and softball.
So, did you mention the Monday game? Maybe we might be doing
possibly Monday game. Yeah, we need to look at
Swain.
That.
Yeah,
Swain. It's one makeup from a few weeks ago that they were going to have in that tournament. I think was where they were scheduling
it. See how it plays out, and maybe do that one. But we'll let know by tomorrow night. We can let everybody know. So
yep. So, for Kenny Mull, Kenny, you got anything to close us with?
I just say thank you, everybody, for listening. Another great day for softball and another great ball game, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Tuscola Sports is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood Ace Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air, Take 10 Aqua Massage, Brookshire Tours, Chad McMahon State Farm Insurance, and Haywood MC, along with Mountain Credit Union. We want to thank those sponsors for allowing us to do this, along with Terrell and Tim. So for Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. We appreciate you listening. Lady Mountaineers losing tonight 4-2, and we will see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.